I just had a really interesting conversation. First of all, this business is owned by two Iranian-American brothers. They are small business owners. They are entrepreneurs. They are employing people. And then I met with the district manager who works with the two Iranian-American brothers, happens to be a Guatemalan-American citizen. She is learning business. She is taking on additional responsibility. Then I talked to the store manager, who is a Salvadorian-American. These people remind me that one of the great features of our country is that people are able to come here and realize dreams. One of the problems we have, because our economy is strong, is that small business owners have trouble finding workers. People come here to work. And one of the things we got to do is to make sure that they have a verification plan that will enable them to determine, as they hire new workers, whether or not those workers are here legally. See, it's against the law to hire somebody who's here illegally. And we intend to enforce that law. Part of a comprehensive immigration plan is to give employers the tools necessary to determine whether or not the workers they're looking for are here legally in America. And we've got such a plan. Basic pilot, it's called. It's working. One of the reasons I came is I asked the owner of the business, was the plan working? He said, yes, it is. It makes it easier for us to verify whether the documents a person gives us are true. And I also want, so therefore I want this plan to be expanded. When I first became president, it was only in 6 states. Now it's across the nation, but it's a voluntary plan. It ought to be a mandatory plan. I'm strongly for a comprehensive immigration policy. It's one that enforces the border. And we're doing that by expanding agents and putting new technologies on our border. But part of a comprehensive immigration plan is to make sure we have interior enforcement, that we uphold our laws and say to employers, it's against the law for you to hire somebody who here is illegally. We intend to find you when we catch you doing it. But we've got to get the employers the tools to make sure that the people who are here legally. Thirdly, I know there needs to be a worker program that says you can come here on a temporary basis and work here legally for jobs Americans aren't doing. If you talk to employers such as these folks, they'll tell you they need workers. And people are willing to do the work that others aren't willing to do, but we want to make sure there's a legal way to do it. So I look forward to working with Congress for a temporary worker plan. It'll have background checks to make sure that people are coming on criminals, to say you can come here for a temporary basis, that you can do work others aren't doing. And that's one way to make sure that employers know they're hiring people who are here legally. We need to make sure we help people assimilate. I met 4 people here who assimilated into our country. They speak English. They understand the history of our country. They love the American flag as much as I love the American flag. It's one of the great things about America is we've helped newcomers assimilate. And here's 4 folks that are living the American dream. And I think it helps renew our soul and our spirit to help people assimilate. And finally, we cannot kick people out who've been here for a while. So I look forward to working with Congress on a rational plan. It's how to make sure people who've been here, the 11 million or so people who've been here for a while, are treated with respect and dignity. I'm absolutely opposed to amnesty. Amnesty says you're automatically a citizen. That would be a mistake to grant amnesty. Amnesty would say to somebody, all I got to do is wait it out. All I got to do is get here illegally myself and I'll become a citizen. That would be bad policy. But I'm also realistic to tell you that we're not going to be able to deport people who've been here working hard and raising their families. So I want to work with Congress to come up with a rational way forward. Again, I want to thank you all for having me. I cannot tell you how I love being with entrepreneurs and dreamers and doers and people who are people who are running things, managers, and to be with my fellow citizens as we talk about a very important public policy, and that's rational, comprehensive immigration reform. Thank you all very much. See you back at the White House. See you at the White House. coming your way. It's in the spirit of... spirit of reaching out.
All right.
Are you taking questions?
Yeah, well, no, we shot the feeling.
And you got money in your pocket. Can you take any money in your pocket?
No, this was on. Go ahead, look. Jared, let me have this. And I'll repay it. See, the man offered to give me the coffee for free. You can't run a business if you give your coffee away. I understand how commerce works. He offers a product I want. I then pay for that product. I'll handle it.
Okay.